Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Iconic lines from EastEnders characters.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
Okay.
You happy? Here we go. Yeah, I'm happy.
That's a good start.
What's EastEnders?
Yeah. And I did miss a big gap from, like, I don't know, 1998 to 2020. But that's neither here nor there.
These are iconic.
Okay.
Iconic.
Iconic. Yes. Here's line number one. Yeah, iconic lines from EastEnders.
Get out of my pub. Get out of my pub. Get out of my pub. Get out of my pub! With pleasure.
Get out of my pub.
That's good. Like, that's going to be hard.
Going in the first one with that.
Yeah. There's better. Because I only know about three or four, and I know my favourite one.
I do know one or two others, but, like, get out of my pub.
And it's
pub.
So, it's the way, it's like her little, like, and it's funny, you can almost see Peggy Mitchell, like, do you know what I mean? Her little blonde
hair.
Her
name? Is she Phil's
mom?
Yeah, and she, her name is Barbara Windsor, yeah?
Mm. Well, oh, yeah. But she died a few years ago.
Oh, did
she? Oh, R.I.P. Yeah. She was a fine thing in her day.
Oh, I didn't know.
Carry On, of course, famous.
Okay, no, sorry, I didn't know that.
But, like, absolutely iconic. get out of my pub.
Everybody loved Barbara Windsor, like, loved her.
You're so nice, show.
Okay.
You find out she passed, you're like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
like a family offense. Member of mine.
I know, but, like, she's brilliant.
I need to Google. I think she definitely did.
She was in all of the Carry On movies.
10th of December 2020.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
2020?
In the middle of the pandemic.
God.
I find that really hard with celebrities now. I'm like, they die.
I know, because she wasn't well for a long time. Yeah, that's
but,
what I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's... That's a really stinker to give me for the first one.
But it's good.
It's so
it's called
that's
Jeopardy.
What I mean. It's so good. Mm. It should be number one, but I'm gonna put it two.
Ooh, I know what you're gonna pick number one if it's in there.
If it's
who
in
knows?
There. Okay, iconic line number two from EastEnders. Here we go.
Oh, I say. Oh, I say.
Doc Cotton.
That is Doc Cotton. Doc always Cotton. With the cigarette in her mouth in the laundry.
One fag.
Oh, I say.
Oh, I say. Let's do it one more time.
You don't know Doc
Cotton. Hey.
This woman went in her 90s. She was still going to Glastonbury raving.
Is she still alive?
No, unfortunately. This is very downbeat, this show this morning. I'm afraid she's not with us anymore either.
Sorry for bringing the tone down, but these are
icons.
Was
she on the Graham Norton show with, like, Lady Gaga? And the
they got on like a house on fire.
Hey.
She's still alive.
No,
June Brown. No, because they did a whole tribute. So I watched.
Oh, no, sorry. It's the character is still alive.
No, I don't think the character is. They did a funeral for
her. Can we go on to the next one? This is getting really weird.
Stay happy. Yeah. Number four. Oh, I say.
Oh, you put it as number four?
Number four,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, number three. What a good one.
Britain!
That is taken from one entire scene. Mm. She leaves the kitchen, follows him out the front door and across Albert Square.
Ricky! That's Patsy Palmer.
Yeah,
that's Bianca.
Yeah.
Famous in Celebrity Big Brother now, of course.
Even last night when she came out of the house, spoiler alert. She left CBB last night. People were shouting, Ricky! You don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm going to go five on that one. It's iconic.
You know it's iconic. Yeah.
She takes everything to heart.
I do. I think it's so personally.
I've got three and one left with two left to go. So here's my fourth bit of audio.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
That's so good.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I think, look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go number one. You
what?
Ain't my mother. Yeah, we still quote it regularly around these parts. You ain't my mother.
There's one I think is way
more time.
I don't know what to do. You ain't my mother.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so only number three left for whatever this last remaining bit of iconic EastEnders audio is.
This, by pure fluke, went viral on TikTok last year, right? Mm. And is absolutely, I think, my favourite EastEnders line ever.
Okay, wow.
That's the one I'm thinking of. I think so, too.
Here we go.
My son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
Nice.
It's Sharon.
Yeah. What is it about that?
It's a really tense scene. And then my son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
My son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
Wow.
Oh.
It's the little things that you love, isn't it? It's number three.
That is a funny line. Play it again. See if you find it
funny. Does anybody else find this as hilarious as show this morning?
My son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
Come on.
It's the way she is saying it. She's so angry.
My son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
My top five. Yeah. Number five, Ricky. Number four, I say. Number three, my son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
No, you didn't do the accent.
No. Number two is get out of my pub. And number one, you ain't my mother.
Get up. I got you in the morning.
Beat breakfast.
Here this morning, it's being, I suppose, still school holidays. You're treating it like that, aren't you? Your quiz.
Lighten up, Niall. Get giddy with us, will you?
I think you have to just go with the flow.
Yeah, well, that's the only way to get through these mornings most days. Go with the flow.
I took inspiration from my evening and I feel like...
I'd love some of those beans.
You're not having
hungry.
Any of the beans. You're I'm not hungry. Having any of the beans. We asked you to come forward this morning to play the great bean breakfast.
The beet bean bonanza.
The beet bean bonanza. And beat breakfast, and so many of you did, and thank you for your love and support. Thank you for clarifying there is such a thing. If you want to use it, there's a bean emoji on your phone, which I didn't know about, and I wouldn't be surprised if this guy has hung up on me, but let's just see if we can talk to Adrian.
Hi guys, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Yeah, and thank you for going to the effort of finding the bean emoji on your phone for us.
Yeah, I just typed it in and it came up and I was like, in fact, there is one.
Yeah, no, you have that in your top 25 now when it comes up. Use it regularly.
Yeah, but I probably have to know.
Now, come here, come here.
Do you like beans, actually?
Jelly beans, yeah. Oh, not butter beans.
Oh, what?
You don't like beans? You don't like baked beans?
Baked beans are not too bad in small amounts.
I agree with you, Adrian. I don't mind baked beans, but the rest of them, kidney beans, runner beans, don't be coming up. Don't be putting them in dishes for me. No, thank you.
Yeah,
I'd eat a full tub of like normal Heinz beans. Like I'd put them in a bowl, put them in the microwave.
Baked beans are grand. Yeah, beans on toast. A classic.
Yeah, if you don't like all beans, I'm afraid you can't play this.
You'd be glad to hang up right now. Adrian, come here. You're in work, are you?
Yeah.
Are there people around?
Just one person next door.
Okay.
Oh, and would they, like, is beat on? Do they know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. God, this could be really embarrassing when you step outside, but at least you'll have beans.
At least you'll have beans.
I mean, you've got a prize.
We do presume, we haven't opened the bags, we do presume they're magic jelly beans as opposed to magic baked beans, because he's going to be very disappointed.
It'd be awkward going to the supermarket something with baked beans.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of hopeful that they are jelly beans. But again, I won't open them. These are yours. Okay, Adrian, here's how it's going to work. This is the Great Bean Bonanza on Beat Breakfast. It's the first of its kind. It's the first game. It'll probably never be played again. You will go down in history. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you will be surprised of your knowledge about beans and magic this morning. And that's all I'll say to you. Okay, question number one. What kind of bean do you find in a chili con carne?
Oh jeez!
Think of an organ. Think of an organ. Beginning with K.
Kidney.
Hey! There we go. See, I told you you'd surprise yourself. Question number two. Now this is more on the magic side, okay? So poetic license. Canadian act Magic had a one-hit wonder all over the world with a track called, and we're gonna hum it for you, okay? Yeah. You ready?
Yep.
What you got for
me? I know the song.
Yeah, you do.
I know the song.
Okay, I'll ramp it up a bit, okay? Because I don't want to see you fall here, Adrian.
From the beanstalk.
Why are you gonna be so rude?
Why you gotta be so rude?
Do you know what? I'm gonna give him that. That's another point on the board.
Rude was that to answer there.
Sorry, we didn't actually ask you if what's your knowledge on magic, but clearly, you're up to date, up to speed.
Since 2013,
Okay, question number three, right? You're gonna like nail this one. What is the name of the famous Waterford magician?
Yeah, he probably doesn't like to call himself a magician per se. Illusionist. Mentalist, he calls himself. Yeah. Very famous, lots of TV work. You know. Come on now.
I'm not from Waterford, so I wouldn't be up to speed.
Probably the most famous Irish one, you know.
His second name
is a
teabag. Can't give it any clearer than that to you, Adrian.
Same teabag as Shona, who's a Lions.
It's the other teabag, the other most famous teabag in Ireland, Adrian.
Barry.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
so
well, there we go.
First name, you've got the second name, you're nearly there. Come on now, don't fall here.
Rhymes with leet.
Yeah, and if like a puppy's like going to give birth, they're in heat. Rhymes with that, no.
Bit of a stretch.
Barry is the second name and the first name. I'm trying to think of another famous person with this name. There's a rugby player.
Chegwin.
Lead guitarist of the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones, yeah.
You know, he's been alive. Chegwin.
Yeah, he's like...
Barry...
No, Barry's the surname. Second name, Adrian. Surname. Stay with us.
James Barry?
No.
No, come on. Come on now.
We're not letting
Rhymes
you
Rhymes with leet. Begins with a K.
Yeah, there you're nearly there.
Rhymes with teeth. Rhymes with teeth.
Rhymes with teeth and starts with K.
Rhymes.
Legend.
There we go.
Absolutely.
First time. Well done.
You nailed that, Adrian. You absolutely nailed it.
Yeah,
right, this next one, there's only two left, right? And I feel you're going to get 100%. Here we go. In a nod to last night, okay? This is a great bean bonanza quiz. It'll be breakfast. In the fairy tale, Jack exchanges his cow for what? Hang on a second.
The magic beans.
Ah, fair play. Well done.
You're just making a fool of people that know about beans because you're just walking away with this. Do you know what I mean? Like people thought they had knowledge and then you come along and it's just a walk in the park. This is your final question. Yeah.
He's like, can I please go now?
I'm so sorry I found that emoji in text. That's all he's thinking.
This is your last one, all right? And I've high hopes for you to get 100% on this, right? You're walking into the weekend with cinema passes and your magic beans. There's a sentence you don't say every day on the radio.
When you woke up this morning, you didn't expect that one. Okay.
Adrian, this is for you, my friend.
Right, come on, get to the question.
Complete the slogan for Heinz beans. Oh no.
He's Googling beans. It. I can hear you typing, Adrian.
Heinz beans slogan.
Yeah. Okay.
Type away.
Starts with beans.
And then.
Beans.
Big beans. Beans means Heinz. Beans means Heinz.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable
Adrian, you're a star.
Performance.
Well done.
You are the winner of the Great Bean Bonanza on Beef Breakfast.
Congratulations.
Oh, cheers, guys. Thanks.
Fire
in the disco. Danger.
Tom's favourite emoji.
He uses it inappropriately all the time.
Aoife's like, what? So he didn't realise that the fire emoji is like, you hot, you hottie. Sexy. He thought it was like, yeah, that's cool, man.
I support you. So he sent it to his male mates.
I love that. Mortified for him. He's not listening anyway.
Okay, songs with fire in the title. Yeah. Let's go. Song number one. Easy one.
Fireflies. Randomly worked with a former colleague of ours, David. He loved this band.
He did, because they did a Christmas hit we played last. Yeah, well done. It's a great song. Number one in Ireland in 2009.
I had that like on my phone as a young teenager. Well, maybe a 12-year-old, and that was like my ringtone.
Really?
And it was kind of cool because it's like
calming.
Yeah.
Quite like a fancy ringtone, like.
Yeah. Well, it was the days of infrared and Bluetooth, so everyone would be sending each other songs.
Yeah, good times.
Totally legally. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Song number two. Sorry, you're the host.
My game.
It's your game.
Here's song number two, a bit tougher.
I know this.
I think I know the band, but I don't know the song.
Jeez, God, you've got me now. You've got me.
Yeah.
Tuesday after a bank holiday weekend. It's not like Codeline, is it?
It is Codeline. There's points for that.
On fire, we are fire, fire.
Is it
called Just Fire?
No.
Oh, you're so snotty and snooty.
It's not snotty, it's not called that.
The fire?
Gonna put a counter on you.
On fire. Fire.
No. Come on, show, you know it.
You know it.
You know it.
I don't know it.
It's follow your fire.
Nah, I wouldn't have got that.
It's actually a good song, Dakota.
Yeah. And it's kind of different to their general vibe, isn't it?
But you follow your fire.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm actually impressed that I got the band, so I'll take that.
I'm impressed. Okay.
Yeah, thanks, babe. Thanks.
Song number 3. Here we go.
You're mean.
This was a top 5 hit in 2022.
You're a big meme.
Practically last week. How could you have forgotten it?
I think the ones more recent don't go in there.
Harder to remember. Like, one more time. Listen to the, when the beat kicks in, it might help.
Set your heart on fire. Is it Adele?
No. No.
Is it Rita Ora?
No.
Is it... I'm going to set your heart on fire. Is the song title right? No.
No.
Heart on fire?
You kind of got the rhythm and somewhat of the melody, but you haven't got the lyrics.
I'm going to set your... Makes... Oh, so I don't have the right song?
No. No.
Going to set your heart on
fire. I haven't a clue either.
You're there in a roundabout way, but you're still
is
so
that
far.
Not, is that not the song? No.
It's not set your heart on fire.
Yeah, you see, I sound so convincing. Set your heart on fire. Give it to me one more time.
Is it a band?
I can't reveal that. That's too much. No. That's too much. No, it's a solo artist. I'll give you that.
But make waves and is that right? At the start of it, it's like make waves and the fuzz. It's just he's gonna set you. I think that's. I definitely think that is in
you're
it.
Going, okay, so your final answer is set your heart.
Heart on fire.
Heart on fire.
Yeah, that'll
and,
be.
And the artist.
And I would say that is like what 22 years ago. Like who is it? Who was like? It's a female artist, isn't it? Mm. Is it like, geez, no, you'll have to push me.
Okay.
Just push me. Just take me now.
Okay, so
know.
It's not set your hat on fire.
A good suggestion
it's
for anyone out there.
Set your house on fire. Mimi Webb.
That's mean.
Yeah, it is mean.
Yeah, I think that's incredibly mean.
Everyone say. Set your heart on fire.
A better lyric. Webb, if you're listening this morning,
yeah, I think
missed
so
the
too.
Trick.
Yep.
Okay, song number 4, a bit easier.
Follow your fire.
No, we've had that one.
I'm sorry.
You're 2 songs behind. Finally getting it.
This is definitely a song that's played regularly.
All the time.
It?
Oh, shush.
All the time. Oh, come on now.
Oh.
Fire. I was going to say fireflies. I had too many eggs. Firestone.
Yes.
Kygo.
Yes.
Thank God. Not a complete idiot.
2 points. Okay, you can still pull this out of the bag.
I think you can, yeah.
You get 2 points, you draw with Aoife this morning. You're on 5.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Like it's.
I think it'd be very amiable between us when we talk and dance. And
I kind of.
Yeah, love
sure I love you anyway, yeah, so it's all good.
Okay,
sorry, Niall. Your game.
My game. I know this.
Oh! Went to space last week.
Yeah.
Spent a load of money.
Mm.
Yeah.
Went up there for 8 minutes. Was it 8 minutes or 11 minutes?
It was 2 minutes in space.
Katy Perry and it's Firework. Baby, you're a woo! Woo! Work. Yeah!
Very fun to see that one.
Hats off to both of us, hon. You were at a hen. I cooked a roast at the weekend. I was in the sea. Yeah. Very busy. That is a very, like...
I think a solid start to the week.
Yeah,
7 points apiece. Well done,
what
all.
The girls who run the world.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. So I have picked for you something that I hope will make coming back to work a little bit easier. I consulted some of the people in the office and asked whether or not this is something that would be right up your street, and everybody agreed. Everyone's very excited for you. And I have chosen songs from all of the High School Musical franchises.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so tough.
That's
because
hard.
I don't know if the first one's my favourite or the third one, because I went to see the third one in the cinema on release day when I was like 12.
I don't think I've ever seen the third one.
I'm so excited.
This
you.
Is why I walked into the office yesterday and Jolene was like, Shona, are you singing High School Musical songs? She's like, yeah, actually I am, yeah.
If you have to stay back late and work, there has to be some joy. Yes.
Okay, so he's got 5 in a row here. He's got to place them in order from 1 to 5, but he doesn't know what's coming next. So let's start with number 1.
get your head in the game. Oh, the classic Troy's first solo song. Also, that's that Troy the Muse classic sing this one.
It's not great, is it?
It's a great song. And then he goes, why am I feeling so wrong? My head's in the game, but my heart's in the song.
It's beautiful. It's lovely a cappella.
Thank you very much.
I will say is, now this is not for you.
Okay.
All right. So please just reserve judgment.
Okay.
Hold your tongue.
Zip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They're all bangers, so I don't feel bad if one goes ahead of it. So do you know what? I'm going to go number four.
Okay.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's in the
of
first
its
film.
Genre.
Exactly.
You think
but
there's
better High School Musical songs than that.
Did they win any Grammys?
In my mind, yes.
Okay. Here's song number two.
That is my simple request.
I do
all
love
things
this
fabulous. You're better and better. Great song as well.
Yeah.
Sharpay Evans, an icon, was very attracted to her when I was a young fella.
Were you?
Yeah, she's 40 now. just have you
done.
Know
she's done now show
she's
that
right
is.
Off
right off
like,
over
really
the hill on the shelf done.
It's so good to know when you turn 40 that's it. You don't exist anymore. You were hot but no more noted.
Fabulous, what a banger.
And she's around the pool and she's like got her little
iced tea imported from England, turkey imported from Spain.
Gonna have to push you on this one.
I'm gonna go three. I'm going to go three.
Wow. Four and three gone. Okay.
That's high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No ensemble, cast ensembles yet. But anyway.
Ensemble.
Ensemble.
Here's song number three. They hear you say it now, right now. What
time is it? It's our time. It's our vacation. Two High School Musical, two songs in here. Opening number of the second film. Troy had his new haircut. Gabriella was looking fine as ever. Yeah, see, not my, like, a great song, but is it, like, there's better. And is it better? I'm going to go five for What Time Is It?
What time is it? Five, okay.
Five,
so
yeah. It's just, there's better cast ensembles than that.
Ensembles.
Ensembles.
Hope it's the big two left, that's all I'll say. Hope it's
I don't know,
big
I hope
two.
I'm not disappointing any High School Musical fans out there.
Okay, here's song number four.
Number one with this one, do you?
I
kind of don't
it's
want
beautiful.
To.
It's like a modern day love song between two star-crossed lovers.
Do you know what? Not my favourite one from the entire film.
Like, horrific
it's not,
pressure.
It's a brilliant song, but there's better on the soundtracks of all three. There's none from High School Musical 3, which I'm very disappointed. But I don't know. Do you know what? I'm going to go Jeopardy. I'm going to go number two.
Okay.
And I'm going to see which one is number one.
Okay.
Because I feel there's better.
Here it is.
Know the dance off by heart, including the little breakdown dance. God, I really had no life when I was a young fella. Yeah, number one, have to go. We're all in this together. The finale song of the final film.
Niall
just looks so different.
No, but it started off so strong, like you were so excited and you seem a bit deflated by
the... Yeah, not from any from High School Musical 3. There was so, like, Now or Never, even Bet on It from High School Musical 2. You could have had High School Musical, the last song of the franchise. So
well,
good, or Every Day.
I would like you to take this up with Rachel from Beat News, because she
Rachel,
gave me those.
What about Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apa Wa'a and Malahini Makahi?
I did my best under
did
difficult
best.
Circumstances.
No, well done.
Really well.
Yeah,
thank
all
you.
Bangers.
Really well.
Thanks. All bangers, but there's better. There's
just
better.
Cut round two altogether.
I'd like to play though.
I'm only joking.
We've
Are
got
you
my
happy?
Delighted. Yeah, I think that's a respectable list.
Okay, respectable. Nobody wants to be
no,
told
you don't
they're respectable.
Wake up
in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Is it me?
Yeah.
This
Tuesday.
Is a very, like, this is not how I thought we'd be starting our week. Let me just start with that, okay? Hey, Niall and Show, can you please help me? I have cut ties with my best friend and she won't let it go. Here's the story. I got married last month and it was close to the best day of our lives.
Close. Not quite the best day. Close.
It was unfortunately ruined by my best friend / maid of honour.
Oh.
This must be bad, you would think. Mm. Everything was perfect and going to plan. I had put an incredible amount of work into the day to make sure it was so. My best friend wasn't the greatest in her role as maid of honour and I didn't feel she stepped up. That aside, I didn't foresee what was to come. So what would you think when you read that? Like that she, I don't know,
caused some dramatic scene or insulted somebody. Got with the groom. Snogged the groom. I don't know. It sounds bad.
After the exceptional speeches, we went outside to get some outdoor nighttime photos. My so-called best friend decided to overindulge, if you get me. She lost the run of herself and took some ridiculous notion to cut our wedding cake and in front of my friends and family eat a massive slice.
Sorry you're laughing. She just dug into the cake.
Dun, dun, dun. I was horrified and disgusted and hurt. She has apologised. She sent flowers and said she was mortified. She won't stop messaging me, but I am done. She ruined my wedding day and I can never get that back.
God, you're dramatic.
My husband thinks I should forgive her, but I want to know what ye think.
Oh, God.
I don't mean to be like, you know, dismissive.
Flippant.
It was a terrible thing to do. Mm. Absolutely horrendous. Like, it's your wedding cake. I get it.
It's part of the moment,
they
the ceremony.
They cost an awful lot of money. Part of, you know, your wedding day is to cut your cake. Interestingly, we didn't have one. But it is, I get it. Like, that's a big part of your wedding day. 100%. Not taken away from that. She did a terrible thing. Unfortunately, when we read it, like, it did spark a little bit of, like, giddiness in us. Because it's just the image of this girl. Like,
just going for the cake.
So, but I don't
like
mean,
it is disrespectful.
There's no, like, you can't in any way defend what the bridesmaid has done, right?
Did you not give her a decent dinner that she was that hungry that she had to dig into the cake?
I think what happened was she probably just got a little bit overexcited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was probably like,
long day.
Yeah, long day, like, doing her bit for you, and like you said, she didn't do the best job. Like, it's not an easy thing to do, to be bridesmaid or bride, but you do have a bit of responsibility. Maybe she found that tough. If you had messaged us, right, and you had said that this girl had done all of this, well, not all of it, that she'd eaten your wedding cake, which is terrible. Don't get me wrong, it's terrible. If you had messaged us and said, she took a slice of my cake and she wasn't sorry and she showed no remorse, then I would be like, well, maybe she's not a real friend. Mm. But this girl has obviously realised straight away what she'd done. She sent you flowers. She's tried to contact you. She's mortified, as I would be. Mm. I would expect her to be mortified. It is quite embarrassing. But she's shown you that she didn't mean it and that she's sorry. And you're saying that ruined your wedding day. I think you're missing the point of your whole day.
There was a lot happened on the day. Lots of lovely things. Just that one little incident later, I don't think ruins the entire day.
No, and I also don't think that, like, if somebody says sorry, and they genuinely mean it, and by the sounds of it, she's so sorry. Do you not think that?
I do, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, at the same time, I am conscious the bride obviously was upset later
absolutely.
In the evening, and you don't want to be upset on your wedding day. But in the overall scheme of things in life, I don't know if it's worth losing a best friend for.
I don't think so. And I think if everything else went to plan and, like, you were happy with the rest of the day, like, please don't let that be the thing that sticks out in your memory when you think of your wedding day.
Okay, I'd like to hear the Southeast thoughts on this morning. If your best friend and maid of honour just dug into your wedding cake, cut it and started nom-nomming on it, right? Would that be enough of a reason to cut her out of your life completely?
Got something to say?
WhatsApp, text or voice note us 085-129-103.
Message complete.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think you've heard it all on the Daily Dilemma? And then a new one comes along.
Wonder what cake it was. It must have been a sponge.
Sorry, I know you've emailed us and I don't want to have a go at you, but it is a little bit caught up in our own day itself. And the reason I'm saying that is the mention of exceptional speeches, you know.
Oh yeah, we kind of didn't really touch on that, didn't we?
Like, you know, not everyone kind of thinks that your wedding day is the biggest day in the world.
No, but
it's important to remember that.
If you think that your wedding day is great, that's lovely, because it is your day. But I suppose, yeah, you want to make sure everybody has a good day. But that's kind of not the point. The point was that she basically really felt let down and hurt and can't see past the fact that her best friend ruined her day by eating her wedding cake, cutting a slice and eating it in front of all of her friends and family. Best friend has apologised profusely, sent flowers, keeps trying to message her, and she's having none of it. She wants to cut ties with the friend altogether.
Okay, let's start with a few of the comments we'll read out. Nikki was on. I totally understand the bride was hurt because it was bad, but I think she needs to accept her friend's apology and try and look back at the lovely day and at the incident as a funny story.
Lynn said, like the cake, it's fresh at the moment, mm-hmm. but they will laugh about this in time.
Very good, Lynn. Nicole says, it's not worth losing a best friend over. I'd say it brought a lot of entertainment to the guests. It certainly brought us entertainment.
Well, we were just saying, like, weddings, you know, it's, you know, that you...
They can be very samey.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if any of us had seen this actual incident,
it would make your wedding memorable.
Yeah. Linda said, possible misunderstanding or bad judgment. Weddings can be chaotic. Maybe she thought it was okay to cut the cake or was genuinely unaware of the timing. Did she think the cake was already done? Had they taken pictures of the bride and groom with the cake at this point? If the behaviour was out of character, a general conversation would clear it up. Years of friendship shouldn't be dismissed lightly. She's obviously been a great friend and been a good friend over time, and she wouldn't have been maid of honour otherwise. People make mistakes, especially in an emotional or party-fueled settings. I think that's a really good point. Mm. Repair. I'd say the girl is genuinely a good person and already feels so bad over the whole thing. Imagine the slagging. You'd get miles out of that. Gold dust.
Gold dust. Mm. Okay. Paulina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, no. I'm well, thank you.
Good. How would you feel if you were this bride?
Oh, guys, like, as I text, when you start actually reading that email, I was thinking that the bridesmaid was flirting with the groom or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know? Because it started, like, really, really serious. But over a slice of cake. Like, come on. Like, even if she fell on top of that cake, at least it would be a funny story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be something to remember. Like, I went through that myself. Like, I went through the wedding. Wedding without the dramas are boring. Mm. It always need to be something funny there. Like, do you know? But, like, to be so upset over one slice of a cake.
Just one slice.
Like, yeah. If you want a pretty picture, just turn it around. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what she means. Turn the cake around.
Oh, yeah.
Niall didn't get that there for a second.
I didn't understand that part.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I mean, I think it's not worth losing your best mate over, is it? She's sorry, like...
Not at all. Like, seriously, I thought it was something really, really serious. But, like, slice of a cake.
Yeah.
To ruin, like, friendship for years. Because obviously they need to be a great friend for years for her to be a bridesmaid.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Over a slice of a cake. Like, it's really silly and it's so childish.
Life
it
is too short, isn't
so
it, Paulina?
Bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is too short. And, like, let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. Have a good day, Paulina. Thanks.
It's like a cake. Beat breakfast.
Your music now. This is Beat. Okay, so, right, we're talking about places that need some noise, that can't be silent, and Joe's been a busy beer this morning.
Oh, when anytime I do anything remotely, like, techie kind of, the lads absolutely go to town on me. Basically, I pull together a little list of things that, places that possibly need some music, and if you were to put background music into these places, this is what the soundtrack would be, basically.
Brilliant. Very creative.
Thank
Amazing.
You. Thank you, darling. Thanks. Okay. Thanks so much.
So, hit me then.
So, if you are in a doctor's surgery, this would be the perfect background song.
Trust me at the start there.
See?
Oh, very clever.
Like, you're sat there, you're in the surgery, you're a little bit nervous, but no, trust me, I'm a doctor. And then the doctor comes out and you think, you the man or you the woman, you got this. Yeah.
Show was in early this morning searching songs with doctor in the title.
Okay, next. This is genius, guys.
Okay, genius.
You can hand me a radio award now. This is if you are going up in a lift, and I can tell you, I used to sing this to Eve when she was a baby in her buggy. She didn't like lifts, okay? That's why I used to sing this. Going up in a lift, everybody.
What is this?
Classic 80s track. Yeah.
The only way is up, everybody. Yeah. Works perfectly. Up in the lift.
Now,
okay?
I have a question, obviously. What if you're going down in the lift?
Now, this was a little bit trickier to come up with something. And my suggestion...
Jay Sean down?
No. And my suggestion to you was, like, oh, you just sing The Only Way Is Down. But I couldn't get a version of that on YouTube. So I've had to be a little bit creative. And remember, poetic license is real, people. Okay? So think about it. You're going down in a lift. And down in a lift is always... I prefer going up. Down is a little bit trickier. So what do you want to hear when you're going down? You want the motivation to get down to the ground floor. Go.
What a stretch. What a stretch.
So many better songs than that. I'm going to pick
Downtown.
Wasn't with Jay Sean down.
Yeah, no, I think that works brilliantly, brilliant. Doesn't it? Okay, okay, two more to go.
You're loving three.
Are you loving this?
Loving it.
Okay, now this was a tricky one again because you could have gone with the obvious, an old Frank Sinatra classic. I'm talking about you're getting into a plane, right? And you're on the flight to wherever you may be going. There's only one song that really sums up a soundtrack to anybody's kind of flight holiday experience. Go for it. Fly away.
I thought you were going to fly without wings there.
Oh, that would be obvious.
That'd be terrifying in a plane.
Yeah. I was like flying home for a funeral or something, and Venga Boys are like, whoa.
It's only upbeat, okay? okay, number four. Now, please, again, bear with me. You are at the NCT Centre, right?
Okay.
And
that's an awkward place to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, oh God.
It's so dead quiet in there.
So
is
quiet,
it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like there's loads of people there.
But nobody
everyone's
talks.
Looking to see if their car is in, and then you're just waiting for the man to call you. And okay. Then it's just like, awkward, who do I look at?
And all you want to know is whether your beloved vehicle has passed the NCT or not. And what could you possibly play? This is your soundtrack to the NCT Centre.
Oh, the creative juices were working overloads this morning.
I would sing that to my car.
Yeah, please,
I've
please,
never passed first go.
Yes,
so
you haven't.
I just need please, please, please.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay.
And
one for the road. One for the road.
Once more with feeling, everybody. This last song is The Dreaded Dentist, okay? And you're at the dentist and you're just not sure whether or not it's a crown, it's a filling, it's an extraction. You don't know what's to come. You're wondering how you're going to get through, and this is your soundtrack.
What? Oh, I gotta fix you.
Well done. Welcome to the show.
Any drop.
Well, welcome to the Beatles Breakfast.
But lights will guide you home. I feel like I'm dying. Brilliant.
Thank you to the Grand dentist applause. Of the Southeast. Grand I think applause. That was a segment we'll bring back at some point. Get up.
Beat Breakfast. Hey, don't you just wanna wake up? Wake up, wake up. So don't sleep or snooze. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. The floor is yours. The floor is yours.
Surely, I don't even know how we intro this, sir. Just here's Show.
Surely that music is coming out. That Mr. Bean music.
We'll just set it up first, and then when you start your story, we will get to your appropriate music.
Okay. We got our lovely puppy Ashley a month ago, and did I speak on the show yesterday about like the toilet training, or was that?
No, yesterday you announced at about approximately 25 past seven that the rug was ruined.
Oh, she'd vomited on the rug. Yeah.
And it takes a year to train a dog.
So over the weekend, we had visitors in the house, and one of them said to us that it basically takes a year to like toilet train a dog.
A year.
I was like, what? Mm. And I just couldn't get my head around. I was like, I think she's picking it up fairly quickly. Now, I will say, if you don't get her outside, you will find a puddle in the kitchen. But like, if you bring her out regularly, it's about regular training.
Yeah, and what I will say is as well, I got the two kittens and they were very small, and cats are great because instinctively they know go in the litter tray. But when they're so small, they get excited, and also it's quite far to get to the litter tray, and they just didn't make it.
And they don't know to tell you that they need to go outside. Like, if they've got to go, they've got to go. And I guess I'm very much like, when I'm there, I'll be able to do it or whatever, but I'm not there all the time. Shout out to my mum and dad who mind her during the day, and they've been doing really well. But like, I have a system. Go on, just play it. It's fine. I have a system where I'm basically like, toilet Ashley, toilet, toilet and treat, toilet and treat. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but I reward her when she goes to the toilet. So Sunday morning, nobody was up, and I had all the people in the house, and I got up and I let her out, and I was delighted, and I was in the back garden, and I was like, you're doing great, Ashley, you're doing great. And so she did her business, her morning business, as they say, and brought her back inside to the house, and I was kind of pottering around in the kitchen. You know that time of the day where nobody is up and you're just quite happy to like, do your own thing?
Yeah, it's kind of calm time. Yeah. The world is mine.
Yeah.
Nothing can go wrong.
Exactly. So I was emptying the dishwasher, making a little bit of pancake batter, really enjoying this kind of quiet time to myself. Had a cup of tea, I think, even. And she was kind of pottering around like by my feet, you know?
Nice.
And I was just, I think I even had Celine Dion in the background. Anyway, I was walking around over by her kind of cage area, and I was, as you know, when you have kids in the house, you're picking up stuff all the time. You might be picking a shoe or a toy,
or a bit of food,
or a bit of fluff, or anything could be on the ground. So I felt like I was doing that all morning, and I was very busy and important. And the next minute, I leaned down, I saw this thing on the ground, I picked it up. What is that? So lean down.
Almost without thinking, just grab it and
just
get rid of it.
Just saw it was on the ground, picked it up. And as I picked it up, I realised that it was... How do I say this?
Like, say it. It is what it is.
Music is absolutely perfect. It was hot.
No.
Oh, you didn't need to add that.
Oh, no. It was steaming. What was it?
It was a hot... It was a hot little piece of dog poo.
In your hand. That you'd picked up like it was a little At what moment did you realise it was a hot piece of dog poo?
Did it, like, was it hard? Was it like a brownie? Like, what texture?
It was actually, it was like on reflection. I don't know what I thought I was doing by picking it up, but it was, it almost looked like a little lump. And so that's probably why I picked it up. And then when I picked it up and I realised that it was the hot poo, it was, it kind of, I haven't even said this to Tom. I'm embarrassed for myself. It kind of just smeared on my finger. And I just kind of stood there on my own in the kitchen for a second and kind of just contemplated everything, really. my life decisions and how I get here so regularly, and my low moments, which are plentiful.
Multiple.
And then I just took myself over to get some kitchen roll. And I got some antiseptic.
Luckily, you'd had the tetanus already.
I've had the tetanus. I'm covered. The dog insulin has that to thank. And so I just kind of did an antiseptic wash. I suppose I kind of...
Showered in Dettol.
I kind of, what I would say, I gave my hand a bath. Is the best way to describe it. And... I kind of went about my day then, and
did you have any disappointment in Ashley? No.
I don't want to go into too much detail, but what I suspect happened was she had gone out and done her business, and then
she's a fluffy bottom. This happens, Jessica. Sometimes it's afterwards it just drops because it was there stuck in the fluff.
Oh, no. So a lump escaped, and I was the victim of
circumstances. You're the victim of circumstances.
That's why I will never get an animal or a pet. They are filthy yolks.
Oh no, she's so gorgeous, and it wasn't her fault in the slightest. But like, when I say everybody got up around me, and I just felt like all the day I was walking around with my hand just looking at it.
Yeah, but you convince people, no, like people can smell it off my hands. Yeah. Like, when I went to the shop, they know what happened in my kitchen.
I believe, and now look, it's just rumour, but they're calling you Shona Hot Poop. Lions around town now.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.